Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you made a New Year's resolution about stretching this?
No, not particularly. Good morning. Good morning, Ronan.
Morning, Ronan Commentary.
Yeah, we're starting the podcast with a bit of stretching.
What do you want to do? Have you got a plan? Are you going to do what I do? What do you want to do?
Which is unusual to us.
Oh, he's got his own plan.
Because I don't normally do any stretching at all.
I definitely need to ask. It's a really good call, though. It was Paul who said this. And I, you know, after Christmas, you're just not built for running anymore, are you?
It's funny. How's your ring been over Christmas? Well, I did about four or five 35, 40-minute runs, and I still put on a stone. I put on an actual stone in
when
weight
you said 35, 40-minute runs, I really thought you were going to say just four or five 35, 40-mile runs.
That's your subconscious again, though, isn't it?
The ultra thing.
Just going haywire.
I can do it. Yeah.
Just run to Brighton and back on Christmas Eve.
No, well, I'm trying to, you know, without, you know, spending another year going on and on about my feet, I took the time off, basically.
Good for you, which you should do, because you're injured.
Yeah, because I'm trying to heal, exactly.
Yes, and let's make yourself better.
So I did, and also another way, as well as not running, the other thing you can do to really heal is to drink every day.
Gin's really good
and
for
eat all the food really yeah. that you can.
Especially if you get so drunk that you spill it and then you smear it on your foot, that's really good. Just before you go to bed.
It's medicinal.
Like a kind of
like classy gin. TCP.
Gin medicine.
So what stretches are you doing here? Let's report so you can copy us, listeners.
Well, no, that's stretching out my tendon there. That's a classic tendoner.
Yeah, I'm dropping. I put my feet front to back about a foot and a half apart, and then
that's a calfie, is it?
Yeah, for my calves.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to change to hands folded on one thigh, putting the heel out in front.
Oh yeah, that's a hammy
to do my hamstrings. Yeah. And I'm going to take a moment. I always forget to do it, but I always take a moment to do the upper body. Get the shoulders down, you know. And the way I do that is I do like that ring with your hands in front of you.
This one.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good one, yeah. So you bought me some strength things for Christmas. Thank you very much.
And yeah, I'm
going to use them. Because you've been using them for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, I swear by them. So
you do your press-ups and twist simultaneously while
you're
doing
them. Exactly. And it's what I find with them. Have you used them? Have you had a look at them yet?
I've had a look at them.
Did you find an increase
in fitness?
I barely
had the strength to lift the box. I'm so weak. My goodness, I'm weak. What a weak man.
But I find...
weak podcast.
I don't know. How are you with push-ups in general?
I'd struggle to do 10 proper
push-ups. You did one once.
Yeah. I'd struggle to do 10 proper ones.
Because I find...
I'm nowhere near your...
The thing with those twisty things is, and I think I said this before, is that they make it harder and easier at the same time.
Right.
Because they make it harder to do it wrong. They kind of encourage a good posture.
Right.
So it means you have to do it right, which is nice, because it's like being guided, but by a strict guide.
Right, okay.
But equally, you know, I just wanted to show Willing, if you never use them, that is fine.
Yeah, I'll have a look at how you use it. I want to use them, because that's the thing. I want to
get stronger. I want to be who I want to be. I want to get loaded.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
I want to run.
Can we get out of here?
We can't. We want to go the right way.
This is good.
It's the first thing we've done.
It's another blooming metaphor. We're at the Hackney Marsh Centre.
The thing we've done is turn right and gone the wrong way.
So you can't go
just
through there.
Just up into the toilet.
Try and go through there. Try.
The new year awaits.
Okay, let's go.
We must find the way out.
Running Commentary. concerned and robbed hearing.
So we're at the Hackney Marshes Sports Centre place on Hackney Marshes, and we're going to go onto Hackney Marshes
and we're going to run a little bit round the marsh.
Oh, let me get the measure on so we can see exactly how far it is.
Because Rob's foot is still hurting, so we're going to do soft surfaces.
Yeah, I'm seeing a chiropodist on Friday.
You're right.
Plus,
yeah,
I am. A friend of mine got me on to said, "Oh, I know a guy," and put me on to like an expert.
They're always
who sounds really expensive.
Yeah, they're great expensive experts.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, yeah. That's right. So I'm going to get a bit of that action going. Yeah. But yeah, we're running out onto Hackney Marshes, which is of course for a soft surface space. It's a nice big one. There's no
perfect
shortage of
nice and smooth.
I think it's quite psychological what I need to do because I'm totally committed to London and in training, but I must take care of my feet.
Yes.
Short term, make sure I'm not injuring them more. Yes. Long term, get them fixed.
Yes.
So I want to get the miles up.
It's working out what it is, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
I've got some problems with the Morton toe thing, and that can lead to tightness in the quads. And
yeah, yeah.
But I know there's certain stretches I can do to make that better, but because the foot's so blooming mechanical.
Yeah.
It's just, it needs sorting, doesn't it? You
exactly
can't sort of stretch it better. Although you can self-manipulate it.
Yeah.
You can give it a good bash around.
That's what I need from the doctor. I mean, that's what I had to, even though it's been going on for weeks, I still think I've kind of admitted it to myself in December, that right, there's something wrong with my left foot that needs fixing.
Right.
So I can't just wait for it to go away. Look at this raven having a bath.
Nice.
Hey.
New year, new start.
That's it. Good work, mate. Get clean.
This year's resolution: bath in a muddy puddle.
He jumped out of
every
the puddle
morning
and he got embarrassed.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
I'm transitioning.
He's raving. I'm raving. So, yeah, so I did went out on, didn't do any running over Christmas.
Right.
But then suddenly said to the family on New Year's Eve, I'm going for a run today.
Yeah.
And we all went, they all ran around the park.
Oh, nice. Not what, Clissold Park?
Yeah. Yeah. And I did about 5 miles.
That's all right.
It was just really nice to come back. I just needed to remind myself that I'm a runner. I mean, I went a long way.
Yes.
Away from this. And I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I feel like no one when I'm not fit.
It's, if you go a few days, 1 day's fine, 2 days you get the itch.
Yeah.
3 days you feel,
you should have a shower at
this
that
is
point.
Yeah. 3 days you feel this is unusual.
Yeah.
4 days is like, am I ever gonna run again? What's happened?
Yes, yeah.
So but the minute you start again, you just remember, don't you?
Yeah, and I've
you
never
remember how much it gives
exactly
you.
Exactly. The guy I met on the train once who said he really denigrated his own running, but I think also he was never somebody who ran far. It was all a part of his day to day.
Right.
But he was the one who said there's just a huge difference between twice a week and 3 times a week.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
I suppose there doesn't have to be. You know, if you're the kind of person who goes for one massive run at the weekend,
yeah,
and then doesn't, but you've just got to have that kind of sense of yourself as a runner, haven't you?
Yeah, and then on the other side, there's that amazing feeling when you're really training hard. Well, you just feel really indestructible and incredibly
yeah
fit.
I think part of that really, but seeing it from this distance and hoping that we'll be back there in a few weeks, is that you're not just a runner then in your head. You're basically still running, you know?
Yeah.
The kind of your running engine is kind of, if you're running as a sports car, it's kind of idling outside, out the front of the house with the engine on.
You're just ready to go.
Waiting for you to
time
jump in and whiz off on it against your car.
I think one thing is accepting that that takes longer than a few weeks as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Just being gentle with it.
Absolutely.
You know, that's one thing I want to do this year with the old ultra thing.
Yeah.
Just that kind of, just take it slower, but build more gradually and more, just long, slow stuff. Just,
so what's your plan? What have you got in mind?
Well,
have
I've
got
this
got
ultra
shape to it?
Well, I've just got this ultra in May.
Yep.
And my plan is to basically train like a marathon runner up to London,
yep,
but do a long run on Wednesday as well. So
yep,
two long runs a week.
Yep.
And that's it, but just not rush it and not be as concerned with running as quickly, because I don't have to.
No, that's right. And so, you've got to turn that into a positive.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know.
And it is a positive for me, because
yeah,
I love
yeah
long, slow running. I absolutely
yeah
adore it.
Yeah.
And see it as more of a, because it's 48 miles Dorset coast really up and down.
Yeah.
So see it less as a really long race, as more of a like, I want to get really fit so I can enjoy the adventure.
Yeah, and then when you get towards the end of it, you'll still be you, still be running, still
hopefully,
be
hopefully, yeah, because you're talking about 8 or 9 hours running. That's a long time.
This is how I feel about the marathon, though, as well. Feet aside, and, you know, everyone should feel that it's pretty tough towards the end of a marathon, but I just feel like I always run marathons in a really blaggy way.
Right.
I'd love to feel in the last 6 miles like I'm in control of it. No, even if I'm in control of my tiredness and slowing down.
Right.
To still feel like I'm not
just
knackering myself out and hanging on in there, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's very
I know there's a part of that. I'm not saying that's not going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just want to be in control of it.
Yeah, it's very hard to avoid that one, isn't it? I think people underestimate the marathon. And part of the reason is because you don't see it purely as an endurance thing, but there's an element of pace in there as well, isn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, you want to do it as fast as you can.
Yeah.
It's funny also, I was just going to say about this, and well, that's good though, with the city in the distance. But I forgot what's in the country anymore. You don't say hello to people like that. Scare that bloke.
Not by the fringes of Hunky Marshes.
But it is funny, is that what, like watching the kids getting ready to go at school. New Year's resolutions are a good thing, you know. It's nice to reset.
Yeah.
It's nice to have a holiday from responsibilities and then get ready to re-embrace them,
yes,
and everything.
Yeah.
The only problem is the beginning of January. It's a bleak moment, isn't it? I mean,
it can
look
be
at
bleak.
This.
It's quite confrontational, yeah.
This is so cold and grey. It's like we're running inside a steel tube.
Is this your way of saying that you can't stop drinking?
I'm going to. I have.
Have you?
But, yeah, have I already did it. In the past, I've let it run till January the 6th. But
yes.
Yesterday.
I had an abrupt stop yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you been boozing a lot there?
Every day.
Right.
And a nice selection, you know?
Right.
Beer and port, vodka martinis, that Christmas martini that Nigella made, which is, you don't need two of those.
Nigella's Christmas martini.
Yeah, yeah, she came around and made it for us.
When you're so tired and languid after a wonderful, when you're so satisfied after a lovely Christmas meal.
I'm sated.
Come round and let's drizzle some lemon juice.
Exactly. I'm not having
big
any more
fan of Nigella. She's great.
Yeah,
great cook.
Yeah,
my dad loves her as well. Actually, she's cross generational. He actually gives me a ring when she's on. A little battle
to say how angry he is.
Yeah, yeah.
So talking of your dad, tell me about Christmas. Did you see your dad? What was it? What?
So, the main. I'll be honest. I'm not going to belabor it, but there was. It's funny Christmas because a lot of people get ill, don't they?
Yeah.
There's lots of illness.
Yep.
Let's face it, a lot of people just go. They're no longer with us.
Ah.
It just happens. But
yeah,
with us, it was our dog, Dashi.
Oh, yeah.
We lost Dashi.
Yeah, sorry to hear.
Yeah, so she took her last long walk on the Boxing Day.
Was she on the way? Or
and
was
that
it
was really, really difficult.
Yeah, gosh.
She was on her way, but it happened quite quickly.
Yeah.
And then we were just advised. And just utterly tragic, you know, because you see her all the time. Yeah. Everyone loves her. We've known her 12, we've had her 10 years.
Yeah.
And you see pets all day around the house, so there's no escaping it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was really, really tough. And we've got Calypso left. And, of course, Calypso's Dash's sister and Nona. They were just absolutely inseparable.
Just a double act.
Yeah. So she's really been missing her.
Yeah.
And that was it, and that undoubtedly cast a shadow. But essentially, it was fine, saw all relatives, that was all good.
Yeah.
It was all great, but just that kind of ended up defining it, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just crept
well,
up on
us. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, I think that as a grown-up, and not even as a grown-up, but as a, you know, yeah, grown-up. I mean, so when I say grown-up, I mean sort of north of 25 or 30.
Yes, yeah.
It's always been obvious, technically, that there's a sadness written into Christmas, a wintry bleakness to the thing.
Well, it's only
when you've got a bit of life experience that you realise that that's not just an option, that's not just a fancy artistic detail. That's part of it, when you take stock of life.
It's part of the peace that descends, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You've got to throw in the things that you've got to work through, you know?
Yeah.
My grandma-in-law well, you know, her funeral was early in December.
Yeah.
So she was, obviously we were missing her all the time. And
yes, yeah.
And you make all those plans, you know.
Yeah.
Videos come up on Facebook from a couple of years ago.
Yes.
You know.
Just reminders everywhere.
Exactly. So, but that's part of it, isn't it? It's all part
absolutely.
Of the...
Hey,
well, all right. All right.
Come on.
And then I think we gave their dog a fright.
Yeah.
Just didn't know we were coming.
Savaged. Savaged by a dog.
You go, leave me.
No, Rob Olsen, go. Save the podcast.
Mind you, you did have something else more positive and a bit special happen at Christmas, which was your birthday, your Christmas present.
The
from Rudy.
Oh, yes. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That was not... Yeah, Rudy, bless him. Lovely fella. He'd stayed up till 7 a.m. Christmas Day morning.
Yeah.
Working on this one, working on Dodge Prison.
Well, before this, I heard that he'd sort of come downstairs. Was it Christmas Eve?
Yeah, he'd come downstairs on Christmas Eve at 3 p.m. said, I've got nothing for Mum, and I've got no money. And I was like, go into Crouch End and get her a scented candle, minimum, and you've got money. Well, I've got to use my own money. Kids have that thing about money, don't they? It's like their money, and then money for everything else.
Money,
I've got to use my own money.
Money to spend on things.
So he sorted that out, but unbeknownst to me, he was concocting a quite a sort of moving and funny Christmas present. I mean, how would you describe it? I mean,
oh, it's brilliant. It's your thing to describe. I mean, it's deeply personal in a really good way. It's knowing.
Yeah.
It's
really well edited, cut together.
Has a real sense of you as a dad and as a, you know, a comedian and an entity,
yes,
and a man in
yeah.
your own right. It's a skilled, knowing bit of a rap.
Yeah, he's
great video editing.
I was impressed with his rapping in it.
Yeah.
It's basically just a really nice put together gift from Rudy to me. And
yeah.
I took it on Facebook, and it does occupy that weird sort of personal meets public sort of area.
Yeah, yeah.
And he does it really funnily. He's a talented boy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shadow of a doubt.
It must be nice for his mum to think that he spent, you know, all that time and creative energy in that and couldn't even get it together yeah. to buy her a candle.
To buy her a scented candle, yeah.
She's thinking, yeah. next year.
Yeah.
Nick, hey.
Hello, mate. Oh,
hey.
Really?
Happy New Year.
Yeah, yeah, Happy New
Year. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
We want to get close so we can hear you.
Right. Yeah. I emailed you guys a few months ago about people running with depression.
Yes,
all right,
yes.
Okay.
A cheerful New Year's comment.
Okay, no, that's fine.
No, it's important.
That's fine. This is fortuitous.
Yeah, so
we'll
try and
do it.
And I'll run much more slowly behind you.
No, that's fine. Sadly. No, that's fine. Sorry, what's your name, Matt? I'm surprised we didn't get back to you. Sorry, we normally get back.
You did get back to me. I failed to get back to you.
All right,
yeah,
okay.
We did. We always do.
Okay, so we got back, you didn't. Okay, good. We feel better. And mate, there's no, we don't deal in failure. We're not about that.
Stephen.
Okay.
I say love my running, just getting back into it.
Good for you.
After a sort of few years off and on.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I'm literally listening to your guys' best of 27.
There you go.
I'm yelling.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, well,
great.
He's great. He's a real joy, yeah. He's brilliant.
Yeah, that was a
he's
run.
Great.
Well, so, do you live near here?
Yeah, I live in Bow.
Well,
Islington.
Well, listen,
we'll have to come to the marshes, maybe on a slightly nicer day.
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
We'll get you on, mate.
I'm going to get a selfie of us.
It's great to bump into you.
It's nice to see you out here. You know, that makes us feel good about the new year.
Nice bit of synchronicity. Enjoy this run, and we'll be in touch very soon. We'll get you on the podcast.
Let's say we might see you on the way around as well. See you.
Take care, mate.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? I did.
Well, it isn't. I tell you what, it's nice that we got back to him.
Yes.
It's nice it's not
we always do. It's a nice dialogue online.
We got back to him and then he didn't get back to us.
Yeah, yeah. But he said that, if I remember rightly, he was saying, I'm just getting back into running, but when I do, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, bless him.
So we're all set. That was auspicious. But when I was in Glissell Park the other day, there's a few different people getting in touch. It's that fine line, a bit like what you were saying about Rudy's video. It's that fine line between people you know and people you know through running commentary, you know.
Right.
I saw someone I know and said hello, but he was listening to us as he went past. And someone else saw me, who I didn't know, who messaged and said, can't believe it, I was listening to a Snowman Battlefield and there was Rob Deering.
That's great.
But that's when I was saying that because that was my first run in a fortnight, I looked something like a snowman myself.
But do you know what this means, Rob?
What's that?
World domination.
That's
global. Absolute. This is the year that
that's what 2018 is all about.
That's absolute global.
Yeah. I've just realised that I did the... there's new challenges for Steve all the time.
Yes.
We've come out here, it started raining.
Yeah.
We haven't got condoms on the little microphones.
No. I haven't worn a condom in ages. on my microphone.
Oh, there it is. Oh, dear. Oh, worst joke of the year. Oh, it's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, this is pretty...
But then, skipping back to what we were saying about feeling like you're a runner and committing to New Year, there is a real power to saying, right, yeah, that's right, I'm in running, I'm in training.
Yes.
Out I go.
It's the power of the event. There's two things going on for me this year. It's just, well, obviously there's loads, but in terms of running...
Yeah.
I want the discipline of an event.
Oh, sorry. Not that kind of discipline.
Just spanking before the podcast come on. Starts.
This podcast
5 minutes
has changed.
Spanking before, it's gone really weird, but I like it. I like the discipline of the of an event.
Yes.
But I don't want to spend as much time thinking about it.
Right.
So I want to compartmentalise it, because I broke three for the marathon last year. Took over my life. Really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was sort of refusing gigs because they're affecting training.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't be doing that. I haven't got enough money at the moment. I've got a graft. I've got to work.
And it's life, isn't it? You've got to be able to carry on with your life.
Yeah, but I enjoyed sort of monofocus. I enjoyed total focus. That was fine, and I did it. Great. But this, it needs to be more gentle. Ironically, I'm going to be running more.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just want to...
But if it's long and slow...
Think about it a bit less.
It's a balancing act to work on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I like it. Did you know that this very week is the 10-year anniversary of my New Year's resolution, New Year's manifesto that led to me not being a fat bloke anymore. That's started into 2008 and I said no bread, which I quickly took to also include pastry and things like that.
Right.
No bread or pastry or cakes.
Yeah.
No beer.
Right.
Or any other calorific drinks.
Yeah.
It's a J flying up there. Okay. And portion control.
Right.
You know, I immediately started measuring out how much rice I used and realised that there were dinners I was making for me and my wife, which I immediately halved how much I was making, realising that she never had the seconds. So she was having one portion and I was having three every time.
I don't have to cook for five men when we eat.
No.
Yeah.
It's not necessary.
That's brilliant, mate. That's amazing.
And it stuck, and that is why, I mean, and also people are always thinking it's the running, and I absolutely took up running because I lost weight, not the other way around.
Right.
And it's the running that kept it off and kind of consolidated who I am now.
That's great.
But it wasn't the first thing. And like you say, I've got some good Christmas timber to fell. So I'm reinvoking.
This leads me to another very practical gift that a mate had bought for another mate, but decided they enjoyed it so much that they didn't pass it on.
Yeah.
It's to do with... bodily, the morning's evacuation.
Oh, God, here we
go. It's to do with toilet things. It's called a squatty potty.
Oh, heavens.
What it is it's an upraised seat rest for when you're sat on the throne.
Yeah.
And it forces you to, like, you know when you do a squat on the floor when you're doing exercise?
Yeah.
It forces you to assume that position more whilst at business.
Yeah. Why?
Because it means you're positioned better for it.
Oh,
for
I see. That's good.
And it works a treat.
Yeah, I mean, I think if it's helping you with your digestion, then that's great. I think if you're trying to get exercise in while you're...
Oh, no. It's not about exercise, but it's just... Listen, have a little look.
Yeah.
Google it now. You might be sat there now.
Well,
squatty potty.
I'm vegan. You see, the fibrous thing is amazing.
Right, so
it's
you
just
don't
incredible
need
the amount.
You don't need
should go down
potty.
Here. Let's do this.
Let's do that. Yeah.
You're incredible. We're going to take this path.
Rob
goes through a wet phone picture.
Let's go down different paths this year.
Oh, okay. We'll make the podcast more difficult.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby.
It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Running on soft surfaces, as I have been, it's quite difficult this time of year because they're quite slippery, aren't they?
Yes, this is as well. Massively regretting this different path we took.
Got to take it, got to slip.
Got to take it.
But we are, aren't we?
Slipping and slide.
You're going long and slow, and I want to... It's a long way off.
You want to sort your foot out.
And I want to, but then after that, I want to run the best marathon I ever have.
That would be great, mate.
It might not be the fastest, but I think it could be the best.
Yeah.
Well, I want it to be the best.
I had a... I kind of got ambushed a bit just before Christmas. You know Baz Taylor? He's a fan of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
He's an ultra runner. He's a lovely guy and a gentle soul.
Yeah.
He got in touch, and we chat a bit on Facebook and whatever.
Yeah.
He said, oh, do you fancy me doing a park run in London?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, come and do a park. I said, we'll do Finsbury Park.
Yeah.
It's quite fast, quite good fun. We'll do that. Fine. And Baz is a decent runner, but I've always been comfortably a little bit better than him.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought we'll do the park run. He beat me by 40 seconds.
Oh, that's good.
And he's meant to be my guest.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
This is meant to be a guest thing.
So you don't talk to Baz anymore.
Yeah, no, Baz is totally off the social
yeah,
media.
Yeah, yeah, cut.
Media chart, that's it.
Cut Baz.
Blocked, muted, whatever needs to be done. No, it was great. He's obviously really... And he's a guy who's just totally committed to getting faster. He's got a coach.
That's cheating, though, isn't it?
Pardon?
If you drive a coach, that's cheating.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that.
Maybe, actually. But it's... That was a definite contrast between Tonkinson going to seed for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
And Baz. It was nice. Such a good park run, Finsbury Park.
Yeah.
I hope to do more of those this year.
Absolutely.
Just trot along for a park run wherever you are in the country.
Yeah, I haven't got that. I'm not away that much the next few
right.
weeks. Although, I'm in Birmingham in February.
Right.
And that's a good timing because hopefully I'll be fit enough to have a go at that Cannon Hill. Maybe yeah. even do.
That's
oh, someone said they tried it, the running long to the park run and then the park run.
And they really enjoyed
and
it.
Just really impressed and surprised
yes.
at how loose and fast they were when they
yes.
got there.
Yeah, yeah, good.
Because you do, it's instinctive. You expect yeah. to be tired. And actually, you're all warmed up. That's even with quite a long distance sometimes, if you're fit enough.
That's the central joy, tantalising pleasure of running.
Yeah.
The more you run... The better you get at running, the faster you get, the more easier everything becomes,
yes,
it?
Yeah.
So it's just sort of getting from here to there, isn't it?
Even my first run back after Christmas was a little reminder in that way, because when I set off,
yeah
I was all like, oh, it's already yes. going quite fast, and wheezy and stitchy.
Yes.
And then when I stopped...
You feel great.
I could have run all day.
Yes, yeah.
So I should stop now for the sake of my feet. So that, my lungs and that were all settled into it.
So that ultra for me this year will be... That will be a... I could have run all day. I actually have run all day.
Yeah.
That'll be... That will be an all-day run.
Yeah, very good.
By which time I'll probably realise I actually can't run all day.
So, you're going to wind running back in your life.
No, I'm going to...
But you're going to do lots of running.
No, I'm going to wind running back only to the extent that thinking about it too much.
Yeah, yeah, I see.
I'm going to run more physically.
But
I
not
just don't
about
want to obsess so much about because when you try to beat a certain time for marathon, you're looking at pace charts and
yeah,
all. Do
yeah.
you know what I mean? And all that kind of pull out. I don't want to do that so much. I just want to become.
And what about you said you
a better runner over distance?
You said you stopped drinking. Is that for what's the, have you got a plan for
100%
that?
100% record this year.
No drink this year.
Drink.
That is impressive.
Yeah. Unparalleled.
It's incredible.
Because normally my New Year's stop drinking starts on about the 3rd or 4th. Because it's just too hard not to drink on January the 1st.
Yeah, that's right.
When you've been drinking so consistently.
That's right. I think New Year's Day being on a Monday was quite useful this year.
Yes.
Because, you know, the week of the Christmas holiday, ending with the New Year's Eve weekend, you know, it just fit with a kind of right...
Yes, no, you're right. It was confrontational but useful. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So you want to sort your foot out, run your best marathon.
Yeah, I'm going to reinvoke all those rules from 10 years ago.
Right.
To try and... I want to lose about 10 pounds straight off.
Right.
But also, no drinking. Going to get my miles up.
I love this. It's so wonderful and easy and good fun
to say
to stand on the diving board of the new year. No drinking, as if it's just a as if it's just a given.
That's that.
As if that's that. No drinking, fair dues.
Yeah, yeah.
No drinking.
And I want to exercise every day.
Yeah.
I want to do a bit more of the other stuff. You know, get my I haven't been doing my press ups or anything. You know, it's all coming back. And but also. That's one of the reasons I want to get a couple of miles in this week, even on the dodgy foot, is just to be building my miles up from week one.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Start around 20.
Right.
Add 10% a week.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Till I get to 50.
Yeah.
And then keep it up till it's time to taper.
Yeah.
It's, so again, it sounds pretty straightforward, doesn't
it? Yeah, easy. Up to 50, time to taper. No boozing, easy.
I should mention something right now.
Dude.
I was really strict about that. As I say, 5 miles... All on soft surfaces.
Yeah.
Stopped immediately after 5. Didn't resist all temptation to peel off onto tarmac or
right, yeah.
run back to my house. Not do loops because I hate running loops.
Yeah.
And then did that on the 31st. It's the second now that we come here and do a good couple of miles soft surfaces. All very strict, right?
Yeah.
Guess what I did yesterday, New Year's Day?
Oh, what?
We went to a Cayley.
Jumped up and down on concrete.
I basically jumped up and down. I jumped up and down.
You went to a Cayley?
We went to a Cayley. They do a all-welcome free Cayley at the Royal Festival Hall.
A foot-battering festival.
It's really good. Yeah, I've literally been jumping up and down and had strangers stamping on my feet.
Classic.
It was
classic.
Foot-wise... Yeah. It was counterproductive.
Absolute disaster. That's in none of the books, is it?
No.
None of the manuals.
Day one,
yeah,
run.
Day one of foot.
Day two, rest day. Day three, run. Day four, Cayley! Strip the willow at pace.
Yes. I'm talking about pace in London.
Yeah.
I'm actually pacing a slightly quicker set now. I'm not doing the 4.5 hour lot now.
Oh, are you? What's the
story? I'm doing the 3:45 lot.
Okay.
It just felt a bit more natural.
It's a more logical link with where you're at, isn't it?
Yeah, it just felt like I was getting worried about...
Oh, apologies to all the 4.5 hour people.
I know.
Signed up.
I know. I mean,
looking to pooter with tonks.
Ideally, I'd love the 4 hours because that's a proper... It's a proper mark that a lot of people go for. And I just want to help people... Get faster and achieve their goals and all that.
But that's the thing. I mean,
but
I think you're actually
worried about getting the pace wrong running at 4.5 hours.
I think 4 hours is that wave, isn't it? I mean, I think that when I first did the marathon, I got 3:55.
Right.
And that was because I'd run off incredibly fast.
Yeah.
Absolutely broken, wanted to lie down.
Right.
But I was looking at the clocks thinking, I can still make 4.
Yes.
So I can't have been the only person thinking that.
Yeah, a lot of people.
So you end
that,
up, I really think there's a kind of wave of pain and misery coming in at 4, and joy and elation.
Yes. But it's a definite mark that people, I mean, there's. You know,
it's basically the 10,000 people running into getting 4.
Yeah.
5,000 of which can do it and should be.
Yeah.
5,000 of which can't and shouldn't. So, yeah, probably best not to pace them.
Yeah, so the 3:45 is a bit more... It's just a bit more closer to me having a good hard run, but honest and being just having more of an idea of how to pace that, you know?
Yeah, yeah, you can do that.
I could do that, but I couldn't do it now.
No, no,
I'm
going
to have to get fit.
Oh, no, look at that.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's my anxiety nightmare.
Well, it was all I could
do. Lining up unfit for the pacing.
Don't follow me.
Yeah.
It's like a bad dream. I had a couple of marathon dreams over Christmas.
Right.
Marathon dreams and gig dreams. I don't think I'm too stressed. It's just not doing it, you know?
Yes.
You just dream you're at a gig and it's not working. Also, because as I told you, my last gig before Christmas was like one of those dreams.
What was it? What happened?
Well, in the interval before I was on,
yeah,
the techie guy's backstage replacing a plug on my extension lead,
right,
with a screwdriver. I can't find a screwdriver. Someone's stolen my screwdriver. I've dropped the plug through the stage. It's the interval! No! And then there was a...
Said with no urgency.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't proper find this essential thing on yeah, which yeah, the success sure of your evening
there's
depends.
No rush. How long's the interval been so far? There's no rush.
The longer the interval is, the harder the gig is when you actually do it, for which you've got no technical equipment.
And then the drunken couple who I eventually had to perform a citizen's chuck out.
So where was this at? Where
this
were you
at? Hayward Heath.
Right.
And when they left, the bloke stood up and offered out the entire room. Who wants to fight me?
Who wants it then? Happy Christmas!
Luckily,
I'll show you Happy Christmas, mate.
The universal response was, none of us.
none of us want to fight you, usually.
Just go.
You may have misheard the rules of Fight Club. This is a comedy club.
Yeah.
But it got us to... You need security, but you wouldn't have thought you'd need it for Hayward's Heath just before Christmas.
No, that's right, exactly. We went down to Wales between Christmas and New Year.
Right.
And I didn't do that favourite run down the valley and then along the coast and back.
You've got your favourite run there, yeah.
Which I've got to show that to you. We were going to do it once.
We will do it, yeah.
Geography was off. So, and now I owe it to myself to get fit again and get back there.
Yeah.
So. It was a real shame not to do it. I told myself it was fine, but you know.
You know you're not doing something that you'd normally do.
Yeah. And the family friends whose holiday cottage we were staying in moved out.
Right.
So the whole family talk about, yeah, we'd go back, we'd rent it off to the next people.
Yeah.
But, of course, that might not happen. You might not go there for years on end or forever.
Yeah.
Who knows what tomorrow brings?
Certainly don't do it. I tell you, it's lovely to see people like that guy just run past there.
Yeah.
Really struggling.
Yeah.
It's inspiring to see this new year how many people start running, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And they can tell they're just starting running. And what a tough but immediately beneficial thing that is.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, psychologically and physically.
Yeah.
Although, hey, if you it's like any news resolution. If you start in and you go too hard, you've got to let yourself off, haven't you?
That's what I mean about this gentle thing. I want to be, yeah, I want to be my best mate this year.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Oh, thanks.
I don't want
to. Enjoy yourself.
You know what I don't want to.
I'll just be around for the discipline.
Yeah. Yeah. Ah! Oh, the event. The event. I just don't want to remonstrate too much.
Yeah.
So if you're out training and you just enjoy the runs, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're thinking of getting a run-com project, aren't we?
Yeah.
In the form of someone who's not particularly, who's just starting running.
We're trying to encourage Mr. Christmas to come back and train up for next year.
Yes. Basically, that's yeah, basically it. Trying to get him to do, because he's not very fit.
Yeah.
And he really struggled over Christmas, let's face it.
Yeah,
he barely got round, did he?
Yeah, that's
which is admittedly
hear
a tough circuit.
It's that going is in tough too hard. I was saying to my kids making their New Year's resolutions, I was drawing an analogy with that 10% a week thing.
Yeah.
It's much easier to do something where you adapt and improve on what you're already doing.
Yeah.
Than it is to kind of, you know, hello, well, hello. Than it is to, like, you know, learn Russian.
Yes. So this is quite wet, isn't it? Do you think the mics will be okay?
Well,
Steve.
Good luck, Steve.
Are the mics okay?
In the really cold weather.
Yeah.
We get so condensation-y. I think the effect is roughly the same.
Right.
I think throughout the winter, I should be getting out the cling film. I'll do it next week. I've
cool. No worries.
Excuse me, sniffing. I had a packet of tissues, which I remember bringing in from into the Hackney Centre. Where they are now is another question.
Did you manage to avoid not getting ill over Christmas? Because so many people get the sniffles, don't they? Or
yeah, everyone had colds.
But I didn't.
Well, that's good. No one was incapacitatedly ill.
Right.
But yeah, it wasn't peak physical fitness.
No.
Yeah, but a couple of close friends. The dad was completely out over Christmas, and then the wife and son were out over New Year's.
Right.
That can really ruin the season.
People going waves. What was your best gift?
It was I got a really nice Hugh Fernley Whittingstall cookbook.
Oh, yeah.
Cooking vegetables.
Nice. Useful. Was that useful? I wondered what it was.
It's really nice. No, it's good. Cookbook. It's a really good cookbook, actually.
Yeah.
Because it's...
He literally knows his onions, doesn't he?
Yeah, literally. Well, he does that thing. What I like about it, it reminds... He cooks like I cook or like I want to cook.
Right.
In the recipes will say, you know, potato, cauliflower...
Right.
...turmeric and bean thing.
Yeah.
And then you look at the ingredients and they say potato, cauliflower, turmeric and beans.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
it.
That's it, yeah.
There's no... Then use the galangal.
Yes. Yeah. That's nice.
You'll need to soak these...
Overnight.
...chickpeas for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So it's real life. And now what did I actually get? Oh, my wife got me some excellent clothes.
Go on then.
Which is really tough when you're a grown-up to buy clothes. You know,
it's hard to get them right, yes, yeah.
Well, to be fair, my mum got me a T-shirt that I like.
Okay.
And that fits. It's taken that full 10 years to get my mum and my brother.
Right.
Buy me clothes that aren't two sizes too big. Right. Okay. But they cracked it.
They've realised.
Either that or I've just got fat again. It's one of the two. And yeah, but my wife got me some clothes that are so on the money that I've literally...
Like what kind of things?
A really nice suit.
Yeah.
But a nice soft suit I can wear for gigs, wear with a T-shirt.
Nice, nice.
A nice jumper.
Brilliant.
But mainly the suit. And
you look great in a suit.
I've been looking around for that kind of thing and I couldn't find it, so she's really put the legwork in.
That's good. Well, after years of asking my... When Rachel asked me what I want for Christmas, I always said... I want a black velour tracksuit.
Yeah.
That's been the last 4 years of my life.
Yes.
3 years ago, she bought me a dark green velour top, which is unwearable. It's a colour that I'd never wear.
Yes.
Last year, she bought me this kind of white, fluffy baby grow thing.
Yes.
And then this year, she bought me a black velour tracksuit.
That's really special.
So that's what I wear.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, you got good.
That's what. Rachel bought me that, and my mate Julie bought me a Primark grey velour sort of pyjama stroke lounge stroke tracksuit.
Yeah.
Those are the only two things I'll be wearing all winter.
So you don't need to go out again, really?
Not really, no.
No, I've got some high quality lounge pyjamas.
It's
and they're
great.
Really good. They're not only lovely, and I mean, like you say, you never get properly dressed again. They're actually that warm.
Yeah.
That if you accidentally do anything, you get so hot.
Yeah.
You go, I've got to stop.
Yeah.
I can't tidy round. My thighs are sweating.
It's great to just not have to ask yourself. I'm quite a confused person anyway, so the more simple I can make my life generally, the better.
Yeah.
So if I know the answer to what I'm going to wear tomorrow before I go to bed,
yeah,
that's easier. Or if indeed I'm going to wear what I'm actually wearing at this moment as I go to bed.
Yes.
That makes it easier again.
Yeah.
But that, just going to wear pyjamas all the time.
That does lead to kind of depression and then the grave.
No, but I've got the running for. The running takes me out.
Yeah,
and then the velour drags me back in.
Great.
So what do you think? Do you want another lap of this? Or what?
Yeah. I had a look when we completed that first lap. We're about 1.5 laps in now, dear listener. And it was just over 2 miles.
No, we've done 3.
Have
this
we?
This is our third lap, yeah.
Is that third lap?
Yeah, this is our third lap, yeah.
That's not accurate. This is our second lap.
Look on the thing. This is our third lap.
What?
Yeah.
No.
We're coming to the end of our third lap.
No, I don't think that's true. I think you're imagining it. My phone's not going to work anymore anyway because it's raining. So, are we going into some kind of cheese? Some kind of dream state? Okay, we've gone 3.5 miles.
Right.
And it's 2 miles round. And it's.
Is it? All right, okay.
I'm pretty sure we've just been round once, I'm afraid.
Oh, sorry, I thought we'd done two.
Sorry.
No, it's good.
It's not that good. I'm glad I'm right.
No,
but
no,
also disappointed.
We'll do one more lap, what do you reckon?
Yeah, sounds good.
Along the idea of being our best friends.
Six-ish.
Yeah.
So yesterday...
Yeah.
I was trying not to be... You know, hectoring or mansplaining, so I said, here's some advice only if you want.
Yes, absolutely.
But I whacked out some vegan tips.
Yeah. One of my New Year's resolutions this year is to pronounce vegan right.
It's
not going well so far.
Vegan.
There you go.
It's vegan every time, mate.
Just go home and listen to some Suzanne Vega records. My name is Lauka.
So what? Yeah, I saw those.
I live in the Seacon Flower.
I saw those tips.
Yeah, yeah. If you didn't see them, they were these. Right, look after. What was it? The first one was. I can't remember the first one. Look after your iron.
Yeah.
Is a good one.
Get your protein.
That means your deep green vegetables, spinach and broccoli.
Yeah.
And deep red beetroot. Other ones as well, but they're good ones.
Yeah.
And other nutrients it's hard to get. The vitamin B12 you get in Marmite.
Right.
Some people use yeast flakes as well. I don't use any supplements, so.
Yeah.
I might do that soon, though, because they're delicious, those. I've had them. Tomatoes are very good for you, a bit of lycopene,
yes.
You don't get that anywhere else.
Yeah.
Good ways of getting protein are legumes, so yeah, nuts, particularly almonds, slightly different,
right.
Cashews, all nuts and seeds.
Yeah.
And then my two go-to things that I eat like almost every day are avocado and hummus. Just fantastic stuff.
They're great, aren't they?
I know, it's very kind of hipster, but they are
good. They're just really good for you, yeah.
And Via Life make really good pretend cheese. Don't be put off by the Sainsbury's ones.
Yeah.
Because they're horrible. And they, if you look at the number of people who got in touch with amazing cheese recommendations.
Really?
It's a shame it was yesterday, not before Christmas, because I could have a vegan cheese festival now.
Hey.
How's that car again? It's going well.
It's doing well, yeah. Dog running.
So... yeah, oats I really like, but then people are saying, cause of course bread's vegan, so you can have bread if you want.
Right.
Unless it's kind of...
Oats for breakfast, so you do your...
I love porridge or muesli, and I don't really eat bread, so oatcakes I really love. And they, specifically, if you're eating vegetables instead of meat, oats are properly slow release.
Yeah.
So you don't get a thing. I remember that. It's hard to remember now, because this is years and years ago. When you first become a proper vegetarian, you get hungry in a way that as a meat eater you can't imagine, because you're still keeping a little bit back,
right,
and drizzling out the energy, you know, and you can't do that with veg. So oats are good because they do spend the energy. Talking like I know what I'm talking about, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, totally, absolutely, yeah.
And then there's the other thing, it's the classics. Ginger nuts are vegan. Oreos.
Wow.
Beans on toast.
So the fun doesn't end.
No, it really doesn't. It's so much less hard than people think. I think actually,
do a lot of people go vegan in New Year then?
Well, there's a thing called Veganuary.
Right.
We're going a different way.
Yeah, we're going a different way.
We're not going down there. So I think people do it for a month to see.
Yeah.
And then there's the other thing I heard Sarah Cox talking about on the radio, which is to be a flexitarian.
Right.
Which is to take some of these things on board.
Yeah.
And not remonstrate, to use your verb.
Yeah.
When you don't, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember being really impressed with my daughter, but she's really got it. She's basically a vegetarian who occasionally eats meat.
Yeah.
Which I think in our generation, you're like, no, you idiot. But she's totally
That's perfectly
on top of
fine,
it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does it on principle, and she's steady with it. That way, if you don't beat yourself up with it, if you don't, then you don't tumble.
Yes.
Again, I'm going, oh, stop it. And
that's that is. That's the, is that the theme? Don't go too hard on yourself, and then you stand a chance of getting to some destination that you've got in mind. But if you immediately start too hard on yourself, it just leads to a reaction in the other way, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's the nature of change. You can't change, but you can. Right now, today, you can't change. You can just change a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
But if you look around at yourself in a year or two, you might have changed completely. So, yeah, when I was 11, we were on holiday in South Devon.
Yeah.
And not this whole story doesn't rhyme.
Cool.
It's just those first two lines
right.
did. we made friends, my mum and dad made friends with this older couple. And that old guy, Norman, he was really cool.
Yeah.
He drove a Jag.
Right.
And in the boot of his Jag, he had a stunt kite.
Yeah.
Which he got out. You know, this is a guy about 60 and his own kite to go flying on his own. And you know, back in the day as well, he wasn't a modern young hipster. Anyway, I had to go on his kite, and he taught me to fly it. And he said, because you've got to keep it up there. You know, it's not about doing stunts or anything.
Right.
You've got to hold it up there in the air. It goes off one way.
Yeah.
You gently tug it back. And if you panic and yank it, you're pulling that kite into a dive.
Right.
And what his phrase was, smooth corrections.
Like it. Yes, that's a good. That's nice.
Yeah. I've used it ever since.
Yeah.
Smooth corrections.
I'm often reminded of that quote from House of Cards. To improve is to change. To perfect is to change constantly.
Good.
Just mine a little.
Yep, yep.
Little things.
Is there a new series of House of Cards coming out?
I don't know. I don't know, actually. I wonder if it's the end of that particular franchise.
Yes.
Who knows what this year's going to bring in terms
of
stuff.
Well, that's the other thing about the incredible going off, going off the grid and not running and not worrying about what you eat and drink. It's, also avoiding the news,
yeah.
Avoiding the internet.
Yeah.
Although, you know.
That's to be, when you've got the people who created Facebook saying it can lead to bad psychological health, and also I wouldn't let my kids use it. There's obviously it has to. That's a smooth correction thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Because there's so many positive things come out of it, especially with running commentary.
Yeah, yeah,
it's fantastic.
Well, when it comes down to it, you know,
just try to avoid the. I've just started blocking more people, you know,
yeah.
Indiscriminately. If they're saying things consistently that upset me. I just don't bother anymore. You don't have to have them. It's like having someone shouting at you every day, isn't it?
I did yesterday. Did exactly that. Here are my gentle tips if you're doing vegan. And at the same time, a famous comedian, old friend of ours,
right,
came and said, if you're doing vegan, I'll be eating sausages to make up for it.
Yeah, yeah.
<He's> like, oh.
But at least that's.
But you know, I've got to take it. It's like you say, I've got to remember that this guy's a genuine friend from life. He's saying it for a laugh. You know, it's probably my problem ultimately that I'm getting a bit of internet seriousness there.
Yeah, that at least
it's
that's
all good fun.
That's a joke. What I've decided to do is mute people who slag people off.
Yeah, that's good.
Who just resort to
like
abuse.
That idiot. Remember that guy? That total idiot. I'm being ironic.
Because
I was being the slacker offer.
I've got no problems in terms of people disagreeing and believing in different things, but when it tips over into abuse, I just block it.
I tell you what else, though.
Can't be bothered.
When you're looking at resolutions.
Do we do another one? Or?
Oh, yes. Well, this is what I'm. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He slipped then.
No, I'm fine.
I was just going to say exactly that. The other thing is, you know, smooth corrections. Let yourself off. No need to give yourself a hard time about it. But what you can do is remember that to stay with it, all you need are moments of strength. You
right.
know, just then,
yeah.
We got back to where the car is. And we just ran past it, didn't we?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
We don't have to be that resolved. We don't have to have that resolution all the way around, just at that point.
Yeah. Mostly because I was confused and didn't know where it was.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So, but there's definitely a case for just basic idiocy.
That's why you thought we
were
parked over
yeah,
there.
Definitely.
I get that. But I remember that years ago when I used to smoke.
Right.
Just recognising when you give up smoking that when you really want a cigarette, I mean, it's a prime example because it's
right.
chemical and social addiction.
Yes, yeah.
But the big trick is that you never really want a cigarette for very long.
Yes. That's a really good point.
Front it out for 5 minutes and you'll forget about it again.
And that's something that, about the, what I sort of meant about not obsessing too much about running performance.
Yeah.
You only need to be really determined about running when you're running.
Yes.
I don't need to think about it so much.
No.
It's like...
It doesn't necessarily help, does it?
No.
Well, it becomes like worrying.
Yeah, but that's not to say... Part of the reason why I'm interested in running long is because running does help me. The act of running helps me loads.
Yeah, yeah.
But the act of trying to run really fast all the time... It's really good. I really enjoy it, but I want to put that energy elsewhere, you know.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? I was thinking about this today. I was thinking about games.
Yeah.
I was thinking about game shows. And when I say game shows, I don't mean on the telly. I mean, it is the same thing, but doing the topical news game show at the Comedy Store.
Got an edge,
my, my pop quiz one, Beat This.
Yeah.
The thing about them at their best is that the... The game, you should have a good game that works.
Right.
But it is just a jumping off point for larks.
Yes.
I was thinking about this in a kind of performancey, professional way. And then I remembered Christmas. We played loads of games at Christmas.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, because we're that kind of family. And,
yeah.
And I realised that it's the same. That if you're sitting down with your mates or your family around a table, and getting a pack of cards out or a board game, whatever. The way the game should work is it gives you something to be doing with your time.
Yes.
And gives you a kind of narrative focus. But then you surf along the top of that, there's having a laugh.
Yeah, there's other stuff going on, yes.
It's like a skeleton or a mesh.
Yes.
That creates a space,
yeah,
within which you have a good time.
Yes.
And running's a bit like that.
It is, yeah.
You really want to commit to it and you want the shape to it. But then you want to let that tick over and forget about it. So yeah, you can take some joy back from it.
Yeah, and when you see an hour's running in your schedule, it's not a stick to beat yourself.
No, that's right.
It's saying, I'm going to take time to myself.
Yeah.
I might be in nature. Time to think things through.
If I am in nature,
fun, isn't it?
I'll use a kind of stick to make myself be in nature in a more physically.
Yeah. I might be beating myself with thorns. It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the purest fun.
Absolutely. So have you made any work-life commitments for the new year?
Well,
what are we going to do with our time apart from running and not drinking?
Well, I want to get this book published.
Yeah, good, nice.
I want to run that, which is about running, of course. I want to have fun and really enjoy my gigs and write loads of new material.
I think the book in particular would be a nice way to all that sort of thinking about it too much you've been talking about.
Yeah.
Apart from achieving that 3-hour marathon, it will give you a chance to
focus,
put that to bed,
kind of so, yeah,
seal it up and tie it off.
So, and I've also got the allotment, of course.
Oh, yeah.
I've been on the allotment a bit, laying claim to that. And that's more of a patient process as well.
Of course.
So it feels like, yeah, it feels like a year where I want to be patient.
Your allotment is
with
on
myself and with others.
Your allotment is on a rocky island, isn't it, in the Irish Sea? You're going to go there until you'll be the last of the Jedi.
The allotment's all right.
Yes. Have you got porgs there?
And how about you, mate?
I was just going to say, I've got a friend, an old school friend, who is always posting from their allotment. I should put you two in touch. What am I going to do?
What are you going to do? What are we going to do? Without booze? What are we going to do without booze?
Just give it 5 minutes, that feeling's going to pass.
Be strong now. Be strong now. Walk past odd bins. Walk past it. Walk inside. You're inside. Right outside.
God, it was such a great time of drinking. Well, it's quite nice because I do Father Christmas at Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't do Father Christmas. That's confusing
that's
for
a different show.
Because we met. Anyway, yeah. It means that my set kind of went to bed around the end of November.
Right.
So when I go back to it, it's a golden opportunity to put new things in.
Yes.
So I'm going to do that.
Right.
That's the first step.
Yes.
So it's going to be a writing, creating, performing year. Got to work towards a new show, but it won't be an all-new show. It'll be like a best of.
Right.
But I think it's going to be a bit of a state of the union in stand-up this year. Try and do this great new old show.
Yeah.
And take it on tour.
Right.
Go to Edinburgh maybe, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But also tee up all the other things I want to be doing that don't involve going off around the country and doing stand-up.
Right.
So that sounds a bit vague, doesn't it? But the specifics are dull, but it's a good plan.
Yes. Yeah,
it's
going
to work. I'm going to get back to blogging about the music I'm listening to while I train for the marathon.
Good. Like it.
Because I just let that. I was right on the brink of that for New York when I broke my toe. So I've got to get back on that as part of the positivity of training, you know. Although what was great about New York was how great it was, you know what I mean? That's one of my abiding memories from last year and probably forever. So in a way, even if, you know, I don't, there's something so badly wrong with my left foot that my running is permanently curtailed to some extent, I still wouldn't, don't regret it.
Yes. It's still, that's the thing about, you can still have good experiences, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Even if you're a little bit compromised when you line up for a race.
I just thought...
As a lot of people are.
That's right, it's part of life, that's the other thing. Totally. You have this kind of idea of yourself as this ideal fit machine. Now, how often has that thing really existed?
Yeah.
I saw my dad on Boxing Day.
All right.
He was on good form, you know.
Good.
I mean, this is in the context of someone with dementia and needs 24-hour care.
Yes.
But
yes,
he was jolly, he looked well. He was wearing his party hat when we got there.
Right.
He's got that thing where opening up his presents with him. You don't know if he's getting it. He gave him these Chelsea slippers.
Right.
And he said, you know, like 2 minutes later, he went, dubba, dubba, Chelsea, dubba, dubba. It's like, ah, yes, it's gone in.
Good.
And and then he was chatting, but he doesn't just chat incomprehensibly. He chats quietly as well.
Right.
So he's kind of... So you're looking for those odd phrases that show that he's... You know, that you can join in with, basically, as someone who hasn't got dementia.
Yeah.
So it's like, Simpson, in good shape, didn't it? Like this.
Yes. Yeah,
so
yeah.
I leant right in. Long story short, he was leaning towards me, and I leant right into him, listened to him, chatting, and kind of went, oh yeah, oh yeah. And then we both just went right off to sleep. Right. Me and my dad.
That's great.
In a napping on the sofa by the Christmas
tree.
That's
great. That's
I was going to say, you know, it's like he's not bad at all, except I never would have had that kind of that kind of relationship with him back when he was talking sense. So, you know,
yeah.
You find something good
you
in it.
You take those moments, isn't it?
And it was. It was really good. And, you know, the kids were there and everything. We had as good a Christmas moment you could possibly have.
Yeah.
Someone in that condition. Mm. I mention it because it's the big push. I want to get to... I need to raise about £9,000 for Parkinson's UK off this marathon.
Right.
So I better be able to run it.
Yeah.
Because
what's your aim?
If I get £9,000, that takes me to a lifetime total of 100.
Amazing.
So we should, I should
that's
do
incredible.
That, I can
that's
go. We can
yeah.
do that.
Yeah, you can, yeah. That's wild.
And then maybe Michael will come and see me.
Yeah.
My good, close personal showbiz friend.
Yeah, yeah. That's brilliant.
My daughter's got that now. That if we ever see or if there's ever anyone on telly or on the radio that I've at some point like met in passing,
yeah,
they are my close personal
yes.
showbiz friend.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's another one like that that she's completely cracked. Oh, is it? It's close personal showbiz. Oh, that's right. Morning, Magpie. Is when I talk about New York. It's yeah. sounding longer and longer. You know, I keep
right.
saying, I was pushing their family this Christmas. I just kept saying, oh yeah, of course, you know, watching this episode of Friends means something to me now because I spent that time in New York recently. So yeah, that's my resolution. I'm going to talk about the famous people I know and how I used to work in New York all year long.
That's good. That's positive.
Morning, Mac. Yeah, that's right.
Definitely best to languish on stuff you've done in the past.
Well, the people around me are going to love it.
Yeah. I've noticed that more and more, that family members love it when dads talk about stuff they've done in the past and how maybe slightly heroic they were.
Yeah.
They love those stories. They find them inspiring.
My daughter pointed out, it's really good when I describe myself as super cool, because that's the coolest thing you can be. I'm super cool. My kids both got headphones for Christmas.
Right.
So what would once have been kind of tuning out and starting to talk about something else halfway through one of my fascinating and elucidating anecdotes.
Yeah.
It's now become literally putting headphones on, listening to music.
Yeah, Dad, you
instead
keep going.
Of me.
Good luck with that one. Good luck with the anecdote.
So, let me be clear this time.
This is the last lap.
When we get to these buildings here,
pouring down.
We're only halfway round.
Are we really?
This is not... He's so bewildered, the listener, by the two pavilions.
This is the car park, yeah?
No! You fool! Let's go through there.
No, you're right. This is why I kept thinking we'd be doing more laps.
Yeah, yeah. I thought I'd get it clear this time.
Every time I saw it.
Because unfortunately, like you say, we have done enough. If we stop running now, we will not remonstrate with ourselves.
We've done more than enough.
But
we're soaking. We're sodden.
A long way
sodden
from the
wet.
Car park.
Freezing.
Well, let's make it
beyond the call of duty.
Soft running. Let's beeline. Let's make a beeline to the other pavilion.
But it is lovely to run on soft surfaces.
Yeah, and to catch up.
Massive
have we done anything? We took resolutions. We took running. We took Christmas. It's been lovely as ever to have a dialogue with you guys.
Yeah, it's been
great. Talk a lot about London because we're both doing it and it times very well after Christmas and we live here. But people doing other things. A couple of people saying they've done their first... Someone the other day said they run their first 10K without stopping.
That's great.
That's huge.
It's massive, yeah.
I remember that.
It's massive.
That is a really big deal. 10K is a distance, you know. It's not...
Yeah.
That is not nothing. You'll have to do that Cannock Chase 10K this year.
I will do if I can, yeah. I will do.
Yeah.
One thing that you emerge from after New Year, what items you emerge from, you make a huge thing about it.
Yeah.
And of course it is a new start and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's... I would never use the term just before another day.
Yeah, yeah.
Because every day is amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you really think every day is amazing, you don't have to make that big a deal about it.
Did you watch About Time over Christmas? That's no. What that's all about. No.
What's that?
Well, he can travel back in time.
Oh, is that the Matt Haig book? Is he the writer? Matt Haig, is it? A
no, it's a Richard day? Curtis thing. Look at this, right? If those photos come out, I'll be very surprised.
Yeah.
Well, Donald Gleeson can travel through time.
Right.
But in the end, his conclusion is... He's perfecting everything.
Right.
And in the end, he just lives everything as if it's already perfect.
Yeah.
See, I slightly oversimplified it, but that's basically...
No, that's a really nice philosophy. It's that... I listened to a podcast by an American comic called You Made It Weird. And he's a guy who did Crashing on HBO about being an open mic spot.
Yeah.
And he was just saying, live your life as if you just said yes to everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's quite nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
It can really change the way you perceive things.
It can lead to incredibly selfish behaviours.
Yeah, it can, but it can lead to just having your head around the fact of things that you might see as negative.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So we're making a burst now across for the shelter, aren't we?
That's the pavilion we want.
We've turned laps into a diagonal sprint for the finish.
Yeah,
we're charging across the matrix.
We went 2.5
into the new year.
Hackney Marshes. We're going and then across thought, it. It's not nothing. So what's that going to be? I reckon we might make 6 miles.
Do you know what? I'm hungry. I'm freezing. It's pouring down with rain.
Yeah.
I can feel myself getting a cold as we speak.
Yeah.
Let's be kind to ourselves. We're cutting across the green.
I've just realised that you said, no one's up in it. I've avoided it all Christmas. It's all protesting too much, isn't it? You're about to have a cold.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Of course. I've got a gig tonight, actually.
Where?
Which I'm looking forward to. Just in the middle of town. 99 Club.
Great.
Little stretcher, little sharpener.
Yeah, yeah. I'm back this weekend. I just realised just then we're supposed to meet some friends and walk their dog on Hampstead Heath this afternoon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think...
That'll be nice. Sorry. Sorry.
That is off.
Yeah. Can't do that.
So...
At least you've got loads of warm clothes in the car.
I apologise.
And a towel, at least a towel.
In advance of getting your passenger seat wet for the rest of the month. Snow at Christmas. Kids are so, or daughter,
yeah.
So excited about the snow before Christmas.
Right.
The snow after Christmas was funny, wasn't it? It's a bit like the Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Snow's on December 27th, and everyone's like, not now.
Come on, yeah. We've had this.
Poor Christmas tree. It's hanging around like someone who stayed at a party much too long.
Some people in my neck of the woods had... Throwing the Christmas tree out on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that's no good.
That feels a bit too early for me.
That's right.
It's got to be, what, the 4th, is it?
6th is the idea.
Right.
That's 12th night. This is what we're going to have to face down this
Perfect.
Year. Perfect.
Perfect first run of the new year.
I think
absolutely
my New Year's resolution
miserable.
Will be to get a phone,
cold,
new phone.
Wet. Freezing.
Oh, God.
Soft underfoot, though, which is
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And really enjoyable.
Let's see how far we went. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year
to all of you.
Get in touch. Tell us what you're going to do this year. Run with us.
It doesn't say...
We've run for an hour, over an hour, haven't we?
It doesn't say how far we've gone. What's happened there? Okay, I'm going to stop anyway. Yeah, I'm done. Yeah, we run just over an hour.
Yeah.
6.25 miles.
That's all right, mate. We'll take that.
Yeah, that's okay.
Should we just go straight to the car?
I just want to...
Oh, you want
to... Thank you, listeners.
Thank you so much.
Hey, happy new running year. Let's keep in touch. Let's do big and better things. Keep talking online. We're RunComPod on Twitter, as you know, I'm sure.
What smooth corrections are you making?
Yes, nice. Oh, I'm so proud to be on with this guy. I'm going to keep the discipline coming.
The event.
The event. See you next week.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Get.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.